Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome back. This is our first episode of our second season of I Speak Mama. I'm Jen.
I'm Shannon.
Yeah, and you know what? We're whirling into a first great episode because Shannon, I have the wildest story to tell.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I need some major, major mom advice.
What is going on?
Yeah, so I'm going to set the scene. You know, we haven't talked as a group in a while. And All right. So Colton's preschool now, right? We're 4 years old in that age. And we've been having a little trouble with our behavior at school. And we actually had to sit down with a teacher not too long ago. And this was a scheduled one, like she does it with everybody. We were told, you know, he's doing well in school. He's having trouble with the friends connection, but overall he is doing well. He doesn't like nap time and he has a hard times in the afternoon.
Okay.
So, you know, we've been getting reports daily because obviously we're very concerned. And yesterday I walk into the school and I get pulled into the principal's office.
Oh no. Like, at four?
Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, immediate thought is everyone okay?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, they would have called had everything not been okay. So she pulls me back and she's like, well, Colton had a really tough day at school today. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, he destroyed the classroom at nap time. I was like, okay. And she was like, and then when they went outside to play, he hid in a tunnel and refused to come out of one of the playground tunnels.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. So she was like, I carried him kicking and screaming all the way into my office. And she was like, that's where he spent the rest of the day. I was like, all right, well, we're going to have some major conversations going into this. And then she goes, he's not welcome back to school tomorrow. And
oh,
my eyes.
We're like out of school suspicion,
correct.
Not
yeah.
in
yeah.
school
suspicion.
Yeah, I have
a 4-year-old that got suspended from school. So there's that. And I am by no means taking this lightly. And I will be honest, I cried my eyes out last night because in my head, I'm thinking I have the worst kid in the entire world. And oh my God, what am I going to do? So we've talked through a lot of things, but I could use some major advice. I have gotten my mind a little bit mentally like better prepared, since, you know, all of this went down, but I mean, I need some mom advice, Shannon. Have you heard any of your friends talk about this? What's happening here?
Not at four, but that doesn't mean anything. Has anything changed at the house? Or has any of the bedtime routines changed?
Yeah, I mean, we just got back from vacation.
Okay.
But I don't want to make excuses for him, you know?
Like, yeah, no, exactly.
He is acting out. We have, this might come across harsh, but we've pulled Halloween. He's been told he cannot go trick-or-treating.
You know what? If that is going to actually help.
And he's been pretty upset about it. So I'm hoping that that's, you know, a trigger for him that, okay, this is serious and it can't happen again. But
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of a stump for words right now, but I will say, I know you said you went on a family vacation, so that's a little bit of a changing up the routine. You guys are playing baseball right now, so she's probably not getting as much sleep, maybe?
Yeah, no.
Are there certain foods that you guys have changed?
Well, that was it, too. So my dad had a conversation with me, and granted, my dad was a elementary principal. So he's got a little experience with the younger kids. And it's been quite a few years since he's done that. But, you know, not too much has changed. And he said, I think that you need to take a look at, you know, some of the foods that he's eating and see if there's an allergy of some sort or something is creating a reaction around
him.
Or
maybe even just too much sugars. I mean, there's so many sugars in different types of foods these days.
Yeah, it's very strange that it keeps happening around nap time. So we are going to go into the school and ask about what is it about nap time that's causing the meltdown.
Do they have him in the corner or a certain place that he's kind of scared?
Maybe. I mean, that's a great question to ask. That hadn't even occurred to me.
Or even like the buddies that he's having to lay beside? Because I know Grayson, there was a couple of kids that they would make, like, that he was laying around that honestly would act up and cause it him to act up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just that ripple effect. So maybe that
I do believe that that's part of the problem, is that I think that he is the one initiating the acting up, and the other kids that he is friends with are like, I don't want to get in trouble. So they're not engaging with him. Right, right. They're not engaging with him. And that's really making him explode.
Even more upset.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has anything changed with the way that you show affection towards him and Nolan?
I don't know.
Because he could be acting out to try to get your attention in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Just because the fact that he's not the only child anymore,
right.
even though Nolan's one, but mm-hmm. still trying to figure out his role or whatever within the family.
We just celebrated a birthday. So, you know, and all attention was on Nolan for his birthday, his first birthday.
Has he said anything? Because he is at the age, he's talking full sentences and everything. Has he expressed anything to you?
Other than the fact that he's... doesn't like school, but that I really think that's only because he got in trouble at school. You know, he's never said that to us before in the sense of that he doesn't like school. So there's so many things. And I never thought that I would have to worry about this at 4 years old. Like I thought I would get farther down the road before I would worry about, is my child being bullied? Is our food affecting him?
Yeah.
You know, being suspended from school. Are you kidding me?
I will say, I know that they said suspended in a sense, but this probably, and I'm not even going to say probably, this happens. And it may not be regularly, but it does happen to kids because it depended on the dynamic of mm-hmm. all the kids.
Yeah. So he is allowed to go back on Monday.
That's good.
And we have to do a parent-teacher conference, which we want anyways. So I'm not, that's not a dreadful thing.
Has there been a new teacher to come in?
Well, that's the other thing, is a lot of this time that he's in trouble, because nap time is when his main teacher is out of the classroom
for
her lunch.
Yeah.
And then she leaves at, I think, like 3:30, 4 o'clock for the day because she's in there in the early sessions. And he's getting in trouble in the playground in the afternoons after she leaves. So figuring out why he is reacting so differently around the other teachers, I think, is going to be a major key to all of this dilemma.
Yeah. I promise, Mama, it's going to get better. I know right now
it
looks
like.
My heart
was absolutely broken last night. I don't want my child to be the problem kid. And I don't think any parent wants
that in any sense of the way.
Yeah.
But hopefully if you can figure out what is causing it, I know that's the hard part of trying to figure it out. But once you can figure that out, then be able to, you know, work towards a brighter side of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in my head last night, I'm thinking, do I love him too much? Do I snuggle him too much? Am I showing him too much affection? Like, does all that need to go away?
Is he still sleeping in the bed with y'all?
We are working on a routine to get him out of the bed, and he's doing better about it. But yes, there are times when he is still, and when we were on vacation, we only had one bed. So he was sleeping with us in the bed the whole vacation.
I think you just answered your own question.
You think that's,
I could be wrong. I was that parent that my kids and my husband and I, we were very adamant, each to their own, but our kids never slept with us. But what I will say is you were gone for almost a week. He was sleeping with you guys. And now at school, he's probably just wanting that companionship.
Yeah, that could be.
And then if he's still sleeping with you guys at home, you know, nothing's really changed that much. He could be having like nightmares or something along those lines.
And is almost scared to go to sleep at school.
Yeah. So whatever he can do to stay awake, he's going to do. Not realizing, because he's so young, he doesn't know the effects of staying awake and keeping the other kids awake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. All of that.
And, you know, I was in a bad way earlier today. Bad way.
Well, when I received your text message, I had a feeling.
And honestly, it was, I was on a Zoom call earlier in the day, and it was with a bunch of ladies, and I wouldn't have expected it out of this group, but one of the moms was like, "Are you okay?" She was like, "You just don't look very good." And I was like, "Well, here's my story. Honestly, here's what happened." And I was like, "I'm so embarrassed." And she was like, "Girl, this happened." She was like, "I got a 14-year-old. She was like, "This happened to me." She was like, "He went to a Catholic school and he got a red sticker every single day for 3 months straight." She was like, "It happens." She was like, "Be thankful that it happened now and not
amen.
You know, in 4 or 5 or 6 years."
Yeah, exactly. 4 or 5 years that it would be in regular school that he would be missing his work. Mm-hmm. Then he would get, you know, bad grades so and that all really, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that really put it in perspective for me that like, okay, this does happen. And I'll be honest, last night I was talking to Lewis and I was like, am I even fit to do this podcast anymore? Like, how can I give advice to people or, you know, pretend to be something when my child is not being perfect and not being the kid that I want him to be? And he was like,
"This is true, mama."
That's what he said. He looked at me and he was like, "Don't you think that other people would want to hear this story?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, probably." He was like, "Wouldn't it make you feel better if you knew other moms were going through the same thing?" And I was like, "Yes, probably."
Yeah.
He was like, "So there you go." He was like, "Go out and tell your story." He was like, "You have a platform. Go tell it."
Go do it.
"I bet you'll make at least one person feel like, I'm not alone. I'm not alone." And not to be corny, but like thankful for this because I do get to share what we do. And, you know, here we are in less than a 24-hour time period. And I get to tell this story and, you know, have a group of moms to share it with. We're having a real momervation.
It's true therapy, and that's what's going to help you move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did Lewis take the whole situation? Because dads always take things differently. Mm-hmm.
He did the majority of the disciplining.
Oh, so he's actually the disciplinarian.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a majority of the disciplining. He was kind of like, "I want you to be involved as much as you want to be involved." He was like, "But if you can go love on Nolan now, that might be how we best move through this is, you know, my head is clear. I'm good. I can work through this with Colton right now. You go love on the one that's still ready to snuggle." So, and he was like, "And, you know, if you can do the dinner portion tonight and make sure that we're dinner cooked and all of that, and, you know, I'll work through the talking to him and all and going through that process." So that seemed to work out pretty well for us. You know, we did talk about changes that we need to make in our world and laying down some strict guidelines and some changes that we need to make. But yeah.
Well, did you guys do that though as a family?
We did. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I say that just because the fact you also don't want Lewis to be the complete bad guy looking.
Yes. But then, and I did say that to him. I was like, "You don't have to be the bad guy in this situation. And I shouldn't be the one that, you know, is looked at as the pushover either, that, oh, mom's just going to let it all go."
Yeah, because what's to say he's not going to act up
in
a social setting when it's just you?
Yeah, exactly. Because he can get away with, you know,
whatever,
because mom is just going to love me no matter what. Well, I will love him no matter what.
But, well, yeah. But.
you know, I won't get in trouble because mom's a pushover, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Well, I promise it's going to get better. I may not have the best advice for you, but sometimes just talking out these situations really is the best therapy you can get.
It is.
So.
And to know that you're not alone in these
situations,
that it might not be the exact same thing that everyone's going through, but it's hard. And we're here for each other.
Our kids are not perfect.
Correct.
At all. None of our kids are. So remember that.
And it's been nice to, you know, I've had a couple of conversations with people of like, "Oh, why is Colton home today?" or whatever that might be. And everyone seems to understand whether they're a parent or not, but, you know, the parents definitely have the sympathy for, "Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I know what you're going through."
They understand and they empathize with you because we've all experienced some some things, good and bad, but you know, it's a part of parenthood.
It is. It is. So we're starting off the new season with a doozy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs through all of our episodes.
Yeah. Yes, there will be.
Well, hopefully this weekend you can have a just laid back, casual weekend of really just maybe even just staying home and having too much stimulation for
him. We canceled some plans that we originally had and that were kind of a social setting thing because we feel like we need to reset for sure.
And that's probably going to be a good thing for all of you. Especially being on vacation for a little while with family. That can be stressful on its own. If you've ever traveled with family, that's definitely. But, you know, that for you guys, you know, stay home. I mean, for me, Hallmark Christmas movies start 24/7 today. So there you go. You can have some of that.
I mean, to be honest with you, the door behind me is shut right now, and I'm scared to walk out and see what chaos and mess is on the other side of that door. So, I'm going to need a big breath and a little bit of encouragement to make that happen here in a couple
Luckily, toilet paper isn't as expensive and hard to find anymore.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
Well, I promise, Mama, it's going to get better.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for doing this with me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Hey, every day is not like rainbows and unicorns. No. We know that to be the case. Oh, the door's opening.
All right. That might be my cue.
That might be the cue.
I think that's it. Yes. So, there's little man now.
There he is.
All right. So we're going to wrap up today's episode.
Yeah. You know, it was great to catch up.
It was. And I'm so glad that we both speak mama.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, mama?
Yeah. Right.
All right. To all the
Good
mamas
luck.
Out there. Yes.
Yes.
See you now.
Bye. Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach, we get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.